Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
To be pleasing you, pleasing, that is all I want to do.
That is all I really want to do.
Father, this morning we really want to please you, because we know when we please you, our lives will be different, our lives will turn around. And therefore we ask the Lord, you speak to our hearts, you teach us how to please you. Thank you for everyone who is here. I know none of us will leave the same as we came. In Jesus' name I pray, and somebody said amen. Amen. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. This morning I want to preach to you about starting a new series, and I call it a good report. A good report. Amen. A good report. Somebody say a good report. Wow. Do you know that you're going to get a report, a report card? Many of us think that we have finished school, and therefore, you know, Ira, I don't remember the last time you went to school. That must be about 20 years ago or somewhere. That when we finish school, that's not the end of the report. Faith, I've not been seeing you, man. It's Everest's fault. When you finish school, everything okay? Wonderful, wonderful. We going today? You ready? All right. So when you finish school, it doesn't mean that there's no report anymore. There's what you call a report in life. Praise the Lord. There's a report in life, Williams. So I want us to understand that report and see how our report can look good. You know how if your report, you take your report card home. Some students don't take their report card home. That's how come they have changed the system, and they say now that, you know, let your parents come and sign for it. Because they know that if they give it to you, then you go and put it somewhere. And so they didn't give me as yet. Me get a thing as yet. Or when you go, then you change. If it's 30, then you add the other opposite side, and then it becomes 80. Everett, I think you used to do that when you were in school. And then your mother will ask, but this thing, it looks like somebody write through. So no, this is Miss made the mistake. Miss, they had to. Made a mistake, so she had to write it well. And then if you are not a very pressing parent, then you say, "All right, but you doing good. You doing good. Must keep it up. Must keep it up. Oh, I'll buy a bicycle for you. Share. It's 30% you are going to buy a bicycle for." And then, you know, when you see report cards, they write, your class teacher will write a report, will write their comments, and then the level head will write their comments, and then the HM will also write their comments. And sometimes they'll say, more room for improvement. And they say, satisfactory. They say, Sherwin needs to focus on his work more. All kind of things they write. No, what? Not performing. Child needs some serious or radical changes in his life. Yeah, I remember, I think one of my report, my assistant headmaster, who used to insult us, he said, he's a truant. Yeah, he's a truant. Yeah. They can write. You see, but little do we know that this report that we get in school, that there is a similar report for our lives also. I mean, we just finished dealing with the art of ministry, talking about doing the work of God. You get it? That is something that you need to remember. There's also this report that we need to make sure that we are scoring. Yeah. So the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says in verse 2 that for by it, somebody say for by it. So for by faith or through faith, or faith is what made for by it the elders obtained a good report. There's a report. There is a report. If you didn't know, I'm telling you today. Zone, that there's a report. And as you're living your life, you must ensure that if it is spirituality, if it is fasting, if it is giving, if it is compassion, if it is forgiveness, if it is faith, if it is love, if it is hope, if it is whatever, you are scoring marks for them. Yes. You see, I was just discussing with somebody the other day that I'm not sure whether you know the difference, but there's something or the difference between gifts and you see, fruits and gifts. Gifts are normally very, very attractive and spectacular. Fruits are also attractive, but not so spectacular. Fruits come with time. Gifts just pop up. You know, when somebody has a gift, it just happens. Things just happen like that. But when somebody has the fruits, fruits take a while before you see them. But once you have fruits, you are far better than someone who has a gift. You see, if you look at a gift is something you didn't really do anything to get. But as for fruit, you must have been on a particular ground for many years. You must have grown from a seed. Time has passed. You have seen sun and rain. You have seen snow and all kinds of things. So the time has actually given you grounding and experience. As for gift, 5-year-old can have a gift. But fruits only come out of matured people. Gifts can come from a child. Can have, so don't you have whiz kids? You have children who go on Oprah Winfrey and all these kind of guys, and they do wild things. But those kids cannot put chomp on you on the table. They cannot feed a woman. They cannot have children. That is maturity. And there are many even older people who are gifted, but they don't have character. They don't have fruits. And when you have gifts and you don't have fruits, you disappear quickly. You appear and you disappear. Because your gift will pop you up. And your character, if you don't have character, you disappear. I don't know if you're following what I'm trying to say. Because your character, the fruits of the Spirit is patience, is kindness, is long-suffering, is self-control. In this world, you need that, not just a gift. Gift? Hey, what is a gift? Even when you get gifts, you use them fast. If you get some little money right now, you just go and blow it. But if you work for the money, you are very careful in how you spend it. Are you there? So I'm saying that the elders, the older ones, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these people who were before us, the Bible says that if you want to have an example of people who have already made it, you should look at them. And they did it through faith. Faith. Now, faith is a little tricky. Because faith, the Bible says, is the substance of things hoped for. The only evidence of faith is things not seen. Are you with me? Now, if you are going to get your good report by something that is not seen, it's not a simple thing. That's why many people may not get a good report. Yeah. Because it's not very easy. If you go to the next verse, verse 3, he says that the worlds, okay, the world, when we say the worlds, remember it's not the world, it's the worlds. It means there are planets, there are places where there's life, not just on earth. You see, it takes human beings thousands of years to discover that there's life on Mars. Meanwhile, God just says it's right there. The world. This is one of the worlds we live on. It's the earth. And science has proven that we have, what, 9 planets. And they are trying to see Mars and whatever, all those places. But the Bible says the worlds were framed by the word of God. You see, if you have to think about it, that the world we live in, or what we're actually working on, came into being just by God's word. I see, your report depends on believing these things. Yeah. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I mean, if for example, if you see a drop of sperm, okay, or you see egg from a woman, if you see it, and then I tell you, this thing can become like you, you say, hello, what are you talking about? The Bible says, things that are not seen, or so that things are seen, came from things which are not seen. So the nice hair you have came from a drop of white liquid. That's what it really is. It is now that we have some knowledge, that science and all of that, it makes us believe, or you have actually practiced it. So now you say, it's what a man says is true. But if you have never had that experience, and we tell you that, you see this white liquid here? That's what can turn into a nose, a mouth, eyes, hair, everything, hips, boobs, all kinds of things. You say, no. But your belief in that thing and the decision to engage in that thing is what brings forth what must bring forth and gives you a good report. I'll say it again. Your good report will come through faith. But faith is simply deciding to try beyond all doubt what you think or what has what the impression you have received. I'll say it again. Your good report is dependent on your faith. And I'm saying that faith is simply giving it a chance, trying it. But not that, you see, when you say try, it's not a try that you don't, man, let me try. Even if it's try, there's a setting where our lives are not the way they are because something occurred to you and you didn't try it. Yeah. In fact, we actually call it something. And something said. And something tell me. That's how we say it. And something tell me. And something said. And I'm, man, I feel this something. And everything is like some jumbi, some something. But you see, so I'm trying to take you a bit further into even how God speaks to you and how you must receive God's voice by faith and then walk with it and run with it so that you can get a good report. You see, because it is God who's your teacher. God is the teacher. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. He's the one who will teach you so that you'll be able to learn and know things that you can practice them and then get a good report on your report card. So if you are not going to receive the Holy Ghost as your classroom teacher and believe what the teacher said, when we go to school, all of us who have been to school and even those who are still in school doing nursing and medicine and all of that, when your teacher tells you something, you believe it, whether he's lying or not. In fact, you sit down and you study. And they ask you that question in exams and you reproduce it and you get a pass. If you reproduce it well, you get a pass. It is that same thing God is trying to teach us here this morning. That, you see, he knows this place very, very well. He created this place. Even though he has just, you know, taken a step backwards, he gave this world. He's the one who created this world. And then we who are here, who are his own, if we are going to succeed here, if you are going to gain a good report, we will have to listen to him and then run with what we hear from him. But most of the time, the things that are not seen or the things that we can see coming from the things that are not seen, we don't believe it. I am 100% sure that every single one of us here this morning has heard something before. Something has occurred to you before. A good thing. I'm not saying the things that it tells you you should kill yourself and you also try and do that. No, that one is not from God. I'm talking about ideas. I'm talking about initiatives. I'm talking about innovation. I'm talking about things that occurs to you. You see, those are the things that occurs to me too, Mr. Wales. Things occur to me. And when those things occur to me, I try it. I do it. Well, if it doesn't work, then maybe I didn't hear it well. But I heard something. Maybe I didn't hear it well, but I heard something. And I'm not going to say, it's me, mother, who's dead, who's telling me things for do. It's the Holy Spirit who's talking to me. Many Christians have failed to obtain a good report because they did not believe that the things which they will see are always things that come from things that you cannot see. That's why I brought up that sperm example. The things you see, the life you will get, all the things we are looking for, it is imaginary, if you want to call it like that. You want to drive a car. Do you have the car? You don't. So it's imaginary anyway. But the car will really come if you believe what God is telling you to do. Oh, but Pastor, how can I build a house? I don't know if you have a house lot. You see, there you go. Your report, you are getting poor for your report. You are getting 0% for your report. You are not believing things that somehow even are not connected to your house. Should I say it again? I'm talking about building a house. And you are being taught or you are being spoken to by God to do something. And yet, you are not able to comprehend it because you can't see the relationship between what you are hearing and the house that you want to build. So it is the faith that you bring in that makes that thing happen. That's what gives you a good report. Because at the end of the day, if you do not believe God, you are making God to be a liar. You are actually making God to be non-existent, and that goes against you. You let your teacher teach you in school and they say that, okay, 2 plus 2 is 4. And then when the exams come, say, question number 1, 2 plus 2 is equal to, and you say 6.
What would a teacher do? He'll mark you wrong. Because when he taught you, you didn't believe what he said you should do. So when you go to verse 7, I like that verse 7. The Bible says that by this same deciding to do it, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Are you getting that same thing? It's not appearing here. Things that are not seen. Things that sometimes you cannot even imagine. The Bible says that same thing happened to Noah. God warned him of things not seen as yet. Now, those things are not just something little that you can say, man, all right. No, these things that are not seen are real, tangible things. When I was living in Europe, if somebody had told me that, go to Guyana and you see what, you get a building, you meet Calvin, you meet Judy. I'll say, Judy? I've never heard that name before. What she looks like. Judy. This man, what that? And say, yeah, I mean, the type of Judy, the description, you will have to believe the teacher. You have to accept what the teacher has said. And you have to try it. You have to decide to make a move before you see it. God wants you to see things. Oh, you didn't say amen. Are you sleeping? God wants to show you things. Oh, you don't like it. Satan wants to show you things. You like that one? No, God wants you to see things. God wants to show you things. God wants to take you to places. But you must believe what he's been telling you. You must believe what he's telling you. You must believe it. Otherwise, you don't get a good report. Noah was warned of God, of things not seen as yet. Moved with fear, he prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, it looks so simple. But within this verse is chapters in Genesis. Not chapter, chapters. It is compressed in a verse. If you go back to Genesis chapter 6 and onwards, you see that it is a whole story. It took days, months, 40 days it rained. So this simple verse here does not actually tell you the whole story. Because it is more complex than what Hebrews 11 and verse 7 is saying, that Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved. And so when God spoke to him, that he moved with fear. Now, how does God speak? How does God speak to you? By that thought, by that impression, by that idea, by that urge. Must do this thing here. Must try this. Must look at this. Must pay attention to this. That's how it happened to Noah. That's how it happened to Noah. If you meet somebody and the person tells you something that you have not heard for a long time, you better believe that God is talking to you. You better believe it. These are the tiny, tiny, tiny moments and opportunities that prevents us from seeing. You see, Noah, if he had trivialized the experience of the warning, then he himself would not have saved his house and himself. So you see, God was actually trying to save his life. But God didn't come and say, oh, Noah, you know what? I love you very much. I want you to save your life. I want you to be the next Adam. Because Noah was the next Adam. In the sense that in the days where Noah's world was destroyed, he was only himself, his wife, his three sons, and his daughters-in-law. But the only human beings alive. So just as Adam and Eve became creators, progenitors, people who caused people to come into this world, just as Adam and Eve did that, it was also Noah and his wife and their sons who also, we are actually from either Ham, Shem, or Japheth. And not necessarily Adam or Eve. Yeah. But if you had told Noah that he would be living with animals for 40 days just because of the warning, he would have said, no, that is too much, man. He would say, how do I, too long, 40 days with animals? How am I going to live with tigers? You see, you cannot experience the experience if you don't believe the experience. You must quote me. You cannot experience the experience if you don't believe the experience. Yeah. The hashtag. God is going to take you to places. God is not happy because the way it comes, we don't believe it. The way it happens, we don't take it serious. That is how people always need people to deceive them. Because the moment somebody will tell you something for you to believe, the person has something to benefit from that. Look at if in relationship, the person who approaches you and says, oh man, you're beautiful. Ha, look at your eyes. Hey, there's something behind it. That's how come these days you can't just simply pass a nice compliment without people becoming a little. So, what does he mean? Williams, you know, along the week I was trying to get your attention. You didn't mind me. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked. I said, oh Lord. Son of William. He's my church member. I saw her somewhere. And I stopped. I wanted to. She passed me straight. I know when I tell her, she'll be surprised. Because she is not looking for any boy or man on the road. Minding her own business. So me, I saw her coming. I said, oh, I've seen my church member. I'm stopping to say hello. I should have videoed you. I said, you don't want to blame her because there are people who are driving on the road. Hi, babes. You want a lift? Hi, pretty. Hi, beauty. I want to relieve you of walking. I want to deliver you from walking. I can see that you are tired. I want to help you. Help. Hey, hello. Help, help. The sun is hot. Come and let me give you some air condition. Hey. So people don't experience the experience because they don't believe the experience. Because it has been messed up. All I'm trying to say this morning is that there's a report. And that report now will come only when you take those little things that you have been experiencing very, very serious. And there are so many little things we get. You see, God is a God who does not appear You see, he's majestic, but he doesn't appear majestic. If God is going to speak to you, you can easily not believe that it's God. Can I give you that warning? Can I prepare you with that? That when God is speaking to you, when God warned Noah, it wasn't some gunshots. Noah, I'm giving you a warning, you know, build an ark. Who wouldn't do that? Who wouldn't believe that? Who wouldn't act on that? I see, God is a God who moves. Bible says God is not a man. The way man does his things, God does not do his things like that. So sometimes I try, you know, I try to just be simple and normal, ordinary. And sometimes you see how people take you for granted. Because you appear quite ordinary. I went to a place the other day to, you know, query something. And then the young lady helped me. She didn't really help me to my satisfaction until I started arguing. Then she tried to give me something to help me. Now, after the whole thing, I don't know whether her boss or somebody came into the picture and then tried to ask me to do some extra work for them. You see? So then I ask, so if you want me to do this, why don't you send me a letter rather? Why should I come here for you now to tell me that I should do this? That thing, and what he was saying is like, the thing is very, very serious for them. I said, so if I have not come here, how would you define these things? In fact, it is this thing I came to query that made you go and bring up a file to discover that, okay, this file, we missed this sentence. But you've been sitting here, they are paying you. You are not checking anything. Now, even if you're going to ask me, you should send me a letter. Because you don't respect. That's why you are writing 1, 2, 3, 4 on a piece of paper and saying that we need this here. I threw the paper away. I don't need it. He needs it. If he needs it, he better try hard. Because if I go with my suit and tie, excuse me, good morning. He wouldn't come and write things on a piece of paper and say, please. So God doesn't work like that. When Jesus was born, I mean, you could not believe that God comes into the world through a woman's womb and then is born in a zoo. Who gives birth in a zoo? And because he was born in a zoo, nobody really actually noticed him. And that's how we are. The moment the thing is not extravagant, the thing is not attractive, the thing is not of a certain nature, we don't consider it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you that the simple, little things that we have been hearing, have been occurring to us, those are the things that has a potential in it to do something wonderful for you. They are these same things that will take you to a very high level in your life. Those same little ideas. I was telling our missionaries in New Amsterdam, you know, they were complaining they don't have. Last time when I went to, they were listening to my message. The message is, hey, you mentioned my name, but I'll mention your name all the time. So when you mention people's name, they are listening to you, even though they are not here. I went to them and I was telling them, the wife, you know, they didn't have money. So they called me and they say, Daddy, we don't have money. I said, I'm not a bank. I know somebody works at Scotiabank. I can tell her to go ahead and see her for some money. Especially since Melissa left, she's a big woman now, so they can tell her to go to her for some money. Then I said, you could fry plantain chip. I said, plantain chip. I said, yes, I mean plantain chips. And she said, yes, Daddy. I said, good. Give me the estimate for making plantain chip, and I'll give you the capital.
You don't need even $5,000 to do plantainship. I said, you have oil? A bunch of plantain? You have, I said, I'm not going to give you $20,000 to start this, but I'm giving you $2,000 or $3,000. And show me that you're a good businesswoman. Multiply it. You see, because why? It's not that I can't give her $20,000 or $30,000, but God always works with little things. Little things. Even the fact that you have even gotten help to start something small. Go and see many people. Survivor. I hear Survivor used to sell meat. He used to walk on like that, what? Something, you push a car. Survivor. This Survivor, he started small. He used to be at the market. Nigel also starts small. Yeah, even Bishop Brown, who is in Queenstown, he was a butcher or something in the market. Yeah. So, don't tell me that you are lost and that you are depressed and that you are frustrated and that you are stressed and that nothing is working for you. No. You have not been respecting the little thoughts, the little ideas, the little feelings that God has been dropping in your life. You have not been respecting them. And that's why your life report stinks. That's why the zeros are a lot. When it comes to money, it's 0%. When it comes to happiness, it's 2.5%. 2%. It's bad, though. You will not be promoted, though. And once you get 0, 0, 0, 0, 2, you can't go to the next level. You can't go to the next class. Then your life will not improve. Your life will not move. Ladies and gentlemen, God loves us so much like our parents. We hear our parents' voice every day. Who lives with a parent? Jamal, don't you hear your mother's voice every day in the house? The day you don't hear mommy's voice, please, you won't be happy on that day. In fact, you hear the voice so much, it's like, this woman like talk, man, she like talk. You got to hear her voice. So how can we have a father who is God? And then for what, 10 years now, you have not heard anything. No. It's not God who is dead. You are deaf. This is my argument. God is speaking to us. Even as you are sitting as I'm preaching, things are occurring to you. Don't take them for granted. Take them serious. It is going to be that which will change your life. It is going to be that will lift you to another level. That is what is going to make you prosperous and wealthy. Those little things. You pay attention to them. I said, you pay attention to them. Now, when we came to Guyana, people will normally ask, so why Guyana? I didn't see any advert on the internet, medical school, Tesla American University. I didn't see anything like that. My bishop just called me and he said, I want to send you to Guyana. I said, no problem. Now, I want to send you to Guyana. This means that you have to end your life in this white man country. It means you have to stop earning euros. It means that big money you and your wife used to get, that nice life, that nice things, it has to end. And then you have to go to a place you don't know. Something you don't know what you're going to experience. The currency that when you change the money, you got it's like you it's so much that is going to happen that you just don't listen to your pastor to tell you go and you go. So when I say, oh no, it's my pastor who said I should come and I came, they say, oh, so God didn't speak to you? What do you mean God didn't speak to me? Well, how do you classify God speaking to somebody? Can you describe, can you tell me how God speaks to somebody? When a pastor, when a man of God, when a bishop, somebody who has a ministry, who has fruits to establish and to prove that God has called him, when he speaks to me, I should argue about it. I should sit down for a meeting, for explanation, for clarification, evidence, proof.
Forensic audit. I must see tender enlightening before I move. No. He said, come to Ghana, I came. And many people, many pastors who, when I say this thing, they say, they feel like, how can you just go? How can you just come to a country when your pastor say go? You got to hear from God. Who did I hear from? I heard from the devil. So my pastor who spoke to me, is he a devil? And you can see it's from God because I met you. You are here. We have a service this morning. Something has been happening for the past 10 years. You can prove that is what is God. Yeah, those little things. If you take them serious, I promise you, if you take them serious, I promise you, you become one of the most prominent, most significant people in this world and in this life. Your report will be excellent, excellent. Your class teacher will write excellent. Your level teacher will write excellent. And then God himself as the HM will say, excellent, excellent. I see you obtaining a good report in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I will be what you've called me to be. I'll say yes. Lord, I agree. My desire.
Oh, come on, sing it if you know how to sing it.
Passionately. Is to be what you called me to be, and that's what I will be.
Do you believe that this morning? That you'll be. Sing it one more time, all of us together. Come on.
I will be what you called me to be.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes. Oh. Lord, I agree, my desire, yeah, passionately is to be what you called me to be. That's what I will be.
For the last time, let's sing it from the bottom of our heart. I will be. Say yes.
I say yes.
Oh, Lord, I agree.
Lord, I agree.
My desire
passionately is to be what you've called me to be. And that's what I'll be.
You will be what he has called you to be. I say, you'll be what he has called you to be.
Yeah.
Father, this morning, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. We are going to start writing the little promptings, the urgings, the things that occurs to us out of the blue, out of nowhere. Those thoughts, those ideas, we are going to write them down. We are going to believe them. And we are going to make sure that we do them. For that is how Noah operated. That he saved himself and his household. Thank you for speaking to us out of love this morning. I give you praise. I give you glory. In Jesus' name. You're here this morning. You're not saved. You're not born again. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here like that, you're not saved. If you were to die right now, you're not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Pastor, please. I want to go to heaven when I die. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. If you are here like that, I want to ask you to lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. Pastor, please pray for me. I am not saved. If I die right now, I won't go to heaven. God bless you. Don't feel shy. Every eye closed. Don't feel shy. Just lift up your right hand. Pastor, please pray with me. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Wow. God bless you. If you lifted up your hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come to the front. Come. Come, my dear. Come. Come, sir. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them. God bless you, sir. Bless you. It's a young lady coming there. Wow. Oh, clap for her. Clap for her. She's coming to Jesus. She's coming to Jesus. It's a wonderful experience, I tell you.
I belong to you.
God bless you.
Oh, lead me.
Lord, I lay. You want to join them? It's not too late.
Bring me of myself. I belong to you. Only me.
Just close your eyes with me. Jesus loves you so much. He wants to give you another opportunity in life. He wants to restore you. He wants to raise you up. He wants to make you great. But it starts with this prayer. The Bible says that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. God wants to give you the privilege and opportunity to see his kingdom and to experience his kingdom. You believe in your heart that Jesus died for you? Then you confess with your mouth. The Bible says you shall be saved. So pray this prayer after me. Church, join in as we pray with these two wonderful people. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that I'm clean, that I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. I believe I am innocent. I believe I have been justified. And I believe my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Now, Satan, listen to me. I am free. I am free. Because he who the Son says free is free indeed. I announce my freedom openly to you today. By the blood of Jesus, I have nothing to do with you anymore. I am born again from today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.